We did have one question about would we get the slides, and Lynn has answered that. The slides will be available. And you've already given us information about how to access the URLs. So thank you. Thanks so much. We have several questions. Representative Thorne.
Yes, Kathleen or Heather is fine. You talked about the living shoreline and the working waterfront and restrictions hindering that process. Are there current, and I just point of interest if anybody knows, if the restrictions that are currently in place are based upon projected sea level rise or to that effect?
We do have statutes and rules that currently address the future shoreline position, but it's my understanding that there will be legislation introduced in this session to look at that and to review comprehensively our natural resource laws to make sure that we have, you know, sufficient guidance of what we need to be planning for and how to do that, and regulations when needed to back that up. In terms of living shorelines, we have three pilot projects in the Brunswick and Harpswell area, and they're currently, because they're new and they involve vegetation instead of riprap, there are some regulatory hurdles right now because it's a new shoreline treatment that we hope to overcome. And you talked, Representative, about, I can no longer see, Representative Thorne, there you are on my screen. We also talked about working waterfront. Those facilities are really constrained right now because of their footprint and development that has gone on around them. They are water dependent uses, so they, you know, as I said, they can get wet, but they need to move up and get their systems out of the floodplain, most importantly.
And does that involve EPA or DEP? Who exactly, what office is constricting on that?
That would be DEP.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on. Another question, Representative Hepler.
Hi, thanks. Actually, a comment and a question. The comment is that Blue Carbon, that Back River Marsh, is one of my favorite canoeing areas, but you have to match it with the tide because it does mud out. And the question, I was curious about the green ports. We don't need to do a big explanation, but I'd never heard that term before.
Green ports is a national certification that we ran across that you meet certain criteria for that designation. And I think there may be opportunities in our larger ports for that certification, or using some of those tools that will get to that certification in the future. That's an area that needs a lot more discussion with port and waterfront owners, because we were constricted on that outreach.
And Representative Bloom.
Thank you. Hello, how are you doing, Kathleen? Nice to see you again. I work with Kathleen on the Coastal Marine Working Group, and Heather. My question is a clarifying one, because I've developed some confusion in my head about working waterfronts, their definition, and how it pertains to future working waterfront development to, let's say, support offshore wind. What do you see another definition for that type of waterfront support as opposed to working waterfront? I just want to know if you could define working waterfront for me in terms of.
I got the last part of the question, but I'm not sure if my internet is breaking up. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay, yes.
Okay, great. In terms of, you know, working waterfronts, sorry, one of my staff members, it's great that they're working. working waterfronts are those, include facilities that are water dependent. So you need to have that location for your business. So fishing, aquaculture, places to unload, offload product. Did you ask Representative Bloom whether that is going to change under renewable energy development?
Yeah, like it doesn't include the renewable energy development onshore that we need. Obviously, if it's mm-hmm. offshore wind, it's going to, they're going to be, it is water dependent. So yes. Is that going to be considered working waterfront as well?
Thank you. Yes, I know the Governor's Energy Office has commissioned a study of the capacity at Searsport, and I haven't, if it's out, I haven't read that yet. But there is a tremendous need for port opportunities up and down the East Coast if we fully build out what offshore wind could be and what the goals that Maine has set. So I think there's tremendous opportunity, and there are regional port studies and individual port studies, but I think it could offer considerable opportunities for other ports as the industry grows.
But there's not another name for it. Like it's not industrial use, it's working waterfront.
It depends on what state statute defines water dependent uses, and shoreland zoning, that would be a general development district. So depending on, see, this is one of the complexities in coastal permitting, that you have so many layers, and I hope that we can achieve some sort of synergy there. So it really depends, Representative Bloom, under what, whether you're being regulated under state or municipal regs.
Great. Well, that helps a bit. Thank you.
Thank you. And one more question, Representative Falkingham, and then we should move on.
The first part of the presentation said the goal was to be carbon neutral by 2045. What is the current status of our carbon situation?
I'm embarrassed because I can't personally answer that question. Heather, can you, or Representative Bloom?
We have a way to go. We have some areas where we are in quite good shape in terms of meeting that objective. For instance, we have quite a lot of hydropower that contributes to our electricity generation, although not enough to meet that goal yet. In other areas like transportation and residential energy use, particularly related to home heating, we're a long ways from being carbon neutral. So we think of it as a portfolio, not that there's one thing we're going to do on land or sea that will get us to carbon neutrality as articulated in the statute, but rather there's a bunch of things that we can do that will reasonably move us in that direction over the next couple decades.
Okay, so can I follow up on that?
Yes.
Is the goal to be net carbon neutral, or is this a goal that's targeted at every single thing?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Kathleen.
Wouldn't be targeted at every different sector. It's writ large.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you'd like more detail on this, I'm sure that a briefing with the folks in the Governor's Office for Policy Innovation in the Future, or the folks who work specifically on the Energy Working Group or the Transportation Working Group, could probably address the technical details better than Kathleen or I.
Thank you both for being here. And as Ms. Leslie just said, this is like an appetizer. So there's a lot more information, and we can request people to come back, other people to come, and different bills that we have in this committee as well as others will hit on these issues, and a real good chance to get in depth into the various pieces. We also do have experts on our committee who can help us out. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And for that snapshot, it was great.
Thank you, folks, for the opportunity. It was great to meet many of you.
Moving on in our...